Hey guys, welcome back to the Gary Cantrell podcast. Glad to have you here. And yes, I'm recording this on yet another Thursday. I don't know if Thursday is just going to be the new day. Maybe we should just go ahead and call it right now. I don't know how you guys feel about that. For me, I don't know what it is because I can tell you right now, I have just flat out like it's not like I actually am doing anything on a Wednesday or Tuesday night that would necessarily prevent me from recording a podcast, but for whatever reason, I just haven't been able to bring myself to record and have it out by Wednesday. And I apologize for that, but I also want to make sure that I'm at the very least getting this thing out on Thursday. So here we are. It's Thursday, another podcast and another kind of like life type update that I'm just going to drop here. And 3, 2, 1, let's go. No music again. Also, I'm calling attention to it. I probably don't need to call attention to it, but I decided that there's no music today. I don't know why. Maybe I just want to like switch to music eventually. And I think I will eventually do that. I don't know. I haven't figured it out, but let's talk health a little bit, because this week has been kind of a up and down ride. I'm a little bit pissed off, not going to lie to you guys, but you know, my knee, it's still a problem. And we are now, where are we? We're at May 20. All right. So what was it around March 17th is when the first kind of iteration of the flare up, like really truly began. And it's just been kind of been like on and off and on and off and on and off since that time. And I love when people drive their cars by like really crazy. As I start recording the podcast, I didn't hear anybody driving by as I was getting ready to record. But once I hit record, they start driving by. Anyway, dating back to March the 17th, and this thing is kicking off into full gear, and I'm just not feeling great whatsoever. And I've gone to the ER and they have given me medication. I'm starting to feel better. And then a week later, I am back feeling like, you know, shit again. And I go to a different doctor, and this is when they injected my knee with a cortisone shot, and they drained some fluid, and we tested the fluid and found out for a 100% fact that I had gout. And this was actually the first time that any doctor had ever gone that extra mile to actually like run a test and say, yep, that's what you have. That never really happened before. And so it's nice that, you know, for once we can finally confirm this once and for all. So I have a rheumatologist, and I went to him, had my appointment back on, let's see, May the 4th. All right. So in between the time from the doctor that injected me and ran the sample and seeing my rheumatologist, there's a bit of time there, but the cortisone shot kind of kept the pain kind of subsided, really. You know, you'd feel little things here and there, but for the most part, you didn't really feel it. You know, it was kind of like on and off again. And there is some arthritis, you know, in my knees as well. There's bone spurs. So there's a couple of things going on, but the gout is kind of like the main focus. That's what I've been kind of told. And from my understanding, that's what we're looking at. So I go to my rheumatologist May the 4th, and he prescribes me with some medicine, you know, once again, some steroids and things of that nature, some anti-inflammatories to let's get this thing down. I take the medicine he gives me and I feel great once again. It's awesome. Couple days later, I think like 5 days later, bam, pain back again. And I've been dealing with this on and off since last week, which is just terrible. I am on ibuprofen because I really don't want to take this other stronger stuff. Because I in general, and I've said this before, so those of you who've been listening for a while, you're going to know what I'm going to say here. But I just in general, I hate taking medicine. I despise it. I cannot stand it. it's just not something I like to do. But this is the reality of someone who's approaching 40, not this year, but next. And, you know, in the last couple of years, after I lost the 100 pounds and then I've, you know, gained some of it back, my body is, you know, been beat up a little bit again because we've kind of let things go. And the one thing that really pissed me off, though, like to no end, because I've been talking on here with you guys before about how, you know, I've been trying to stay active, but my food is not great. It's not terrible, but it's not great. And after we had that appointment on May the 4th, like something like just went off on in my head, like, dude, you have to like figure out the food thing. Like, it's not easy because the food is like a whole different animal. I can program myself to go to a gym or go outside and walk, but it's a whole other thing to program myself to try to eat differently. And, you know, there's only so many like substitutions of things you like that you can do before you run out of options. And if you run out of options, it's like, you know, if you're going back to the same couple of things, you run into the problem where you get sick of it and you don't want to eat it. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I have like a lot of like mental, and I believe a lot of this is on that mental side, but I have a lot of this like mental blockage when it comes to either trying new foods or, you know, smells, textures, or, you know, just looking at things that I like to eat in general and then trying to replace that with other things that maybe I don't like or things that are not my favorite, you know, go-to. And so this has been a real struggle, but what I did, I'm going to tell you what happened. I, you know, kind of told myself, all right, dude, we're going to find these things that you like that you've had before back when you were really taking it seriously. And we're going to put you on that stuff. And so here's what it looked like, because, you know, I'm not really someone that like looks down on food. I'm more worried about, you know, am I getting, you know, the obvious nutrition type stuff, or, you know, is it, you know, how many calories are in the thing and things of that nature. And, you know, like there was a point where I was eating mostly frozen things, which is not a great idea. It's certainly not the worst. You could do worse. Could I be someone that was 2015 Gary, 2016 Gary, rolling through a drive-thru every single day? Yes, I could, but I'm not. So my way to kind of counteract that was, well, I'll just go to the store and I will pick up things that, you know, are maybe frozen, but they're in a box, right? It's like one box meal. I can say, okay, well, you get that one box, right? If there's like one serving in the box, you can have that because it's one serving. You know what's in it and all this stuff, and it's kind of more controllable as opposed to just going through a drive-thru and getting, you know, three or four McDoubles, like, you know, whatever. But still, it's not great. And then there are things, you know, maybe that are frozen, like pizza rolls or something like that, where, you know, I did start eating those again. I used to talk about those when I first started, how I was never going back there. But I found like a different way to approach them. Like, instead of, you know, making a 120 count bag and eating the whole goddamn bag, it was like, okay, one serving is six pieces. I'm going to count out six pieces and I'm going to have only those six pieces. And if for some reason I want a little bit more, then maybe I can have six more pieces. But with those, because I had a problem with those, it was kind of a hard and fast rule of, all right, we're aiming for one serving, but if for whatever reason I just can't get around it, two servings and absolutely not a serving more, not even one more. And I would meticulously count those things out of the bag. just like M&M's, for instance. If I ever had that, you know, like where I really wanted to have something chocolate, I didn't say, no, you can't have it. I just said, well, how many is in a serving? Okay, there's, I think it was it 12? Or was it 6? I want to say it was 6, but maybe I was just going with 12, or it's 12. I don't know. Either way, I was counting out 6 or 12 pieces and not going a step further in that. So that was kind of the strategy. Is it perfect? No. But again, if you've been listening long enough, you know that I kind of operate in a certain way, and there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It's just my process. Is it perfect? No. Does it match what you do? Probably not. But it's just my process. It's what I do. And I'm not recommending it to anybody, but I will say that if you look at the contrast of me from 5 or 6 years ago, where I was just kind of running wild, going through the drive-through, getting 4 or 5 sandwiches and plus accessories, milkshakes and chicken nuggets and all that stuff. If you look at that versus I'm going to go in the frozen aisle of Walmart and get like a, you know, like one of those Hungry Man things, or like a, you know, a box of pizza rolls or whatever, and I'm saying only one serving, that's a big difference. Is it still like a real healthy food? No, but mentally, it's a big, big difference. So my point is, when it comes to this gout that I have, there are many things that, you know, it is not recommended that you dive into. And red meat is like one of the big things. Like, that's the first thing the doctor comes at you. Red meat, no. You know, chicken in moderation, but I'm still eating a lot of chicken. Not a ton, but I am eating a lot because I don't eat fish. I can't do the fish. And then they say no alcohol, but I really don't drink. You know, I haven't had a drink since probably Las Vegas. Or no, I did have one New Year's Eve. Yes. And probably a couple after the clock struck midnight. But that's literally it. Like, I'm not a regular drinker. It's just not something that I do. So the point is, long story long, what are we, like 5 or 6 minutes from where I was going to go, and I just went on this whole long sidebar kind of thing. But it all ties together, I promise. So long story long, I said that I was going to go back to like the Walmart or wherever was open at this time, as a Walmart, and I was going to go grocery shopping. And basically, what I need is food for work. That's what I need. Now, just before I went grocery shopping, we were in a busy week at my job. And when it's a busy week, we get free lunch all week, which is pretty cool. Very thankful about that. I love that. Thank you. So, you know, I know what I normally got. And then on this particular week, after I met with the doctor, I changed everything that I got. If this place that we ordered from offered a salad, I got a salad. Or I just went with the lighter take of whatever was offered there. We did have one pizza day, and that was kind of the one day where I said, you know what? Do you, G. Have a little bit of pizza. It's fine. It's one day. Because I knew that in this week, I was already drastically changing kind of my approach to everything. And I knew that when I went shopping the next week, when we didn't have lunch and it was on me, that I could figure this thing out and I could make this work. So previously and I didn't even talk about breakfast. Breakfast was like frozen French toast sticks. I was like, ooh, these sound really, really good. And, you know, they're not the best for you. But again, I was like, hey, there's 4 in a serving. And I want to say it's like 200 or 300 calories. 4 in a serving. I was going for it. I said, you know what? It's fine. It's not a big deal. At least you're counting out your servings. At least you're not eating the whole goddamn box of 32 sticks. You see where I'm going with this? And I really want to echo this out to all of you, because I'm sure there are some of you that beat yourself up for the things that you eat, and you absolutely should not. Don't do that. I would not recommend. But, you know, my choices may not be perfect, but I hope that from a mental standpoint, you could see why I made some of those changes that I did, because it kept me from going back to the other way. back to the dark side, we'll call it, I guess. I don't know. So then we get to the food that I'm taking into work, and that is I'm going back on into cereal. Not a big bowl, but I got the Honey Nut Cheerios, which I really, really like. They're not the worst thing for you. And you get like the fat-free milk, whatever the healthier milk is. I get that. And for lunch, it's just straight up salad. Now, I had a couple of those like Velveeta shells and cheese in a cup. And then there's this other one. I can't remember the brand name. It's in a black box. But it's like a chicken, bacon, Alfredo kind of thing. It's like a black box with like gray or white type. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. You're probably screaming at your phone or your radio in the car right now. Devour. Is that what it is? Devour? Yeah, there you go. And I had like one or two of those on standby because I know that if I go like straight salad every single day, one of those days I'm going to get sick of it. So these boxes were thrown in as like an alternate to the salad if there was a day. But so far, like all this week, for example, I've had the salad except for Monday where DoorDash hit me up with like a 75% off coupon. And I decided to use that with Zaxby's because I find their chicken fingers, while they are amazing, they're extremely expensive. And I was like, all right, 75% off, YOLO, let's do it. And this will be the one time this week where I'll let myself kind of, you know, be looser. But every other day this week, it's been on point, you know, got my Honey Nut Cheerios and I got my salads. And let me tell you, I feel pretty good. My knees don't feel good still. I was kind of pissed off, like I was saying earlier, like I've been, you know, watching a lot of this stuff. I'm not saying I'm eating perfect, but I'm eating drastically better, and my knees weren't feeling any better. And I know gout doesn't just go away, but I was like, well, I figured I would notice like some small bit of a difference, at least, you know, something. Nothing. Where I did notice it is because I still weigh myself every single day. And I don't recommend this for everybody because I think there's a lot of people that still look at the scale like it's evil if it's not in their favor, or they celebrate it if it is. There's people that just don't have any sort of control when it comes to the scale, any sort of mental control to handle whatever that number is that gets thrown at them. I'm at a point now where I really just don't give a fuck. Like I don't look at it, you know, in a super serious way. I don't let it ruin everything. And yeah, you could make the argument, you know, well, of course you don't think like that, and that's why you're as big as you've gotten. And, you know, people could say that, but I don't look at it in that way. I know exactly why I'm in this position that I'm in. I put myself here. Nobody else did. I put myself here. The point that I was trying to get to in now some 18 minutes later is that over the course of the last week or so, I have lost 12 pounds. Just by switching up the food. Now, this week I did not go to the gym at all. Last week I tried to. This is also a big mistake, which I do not recommend for anybody, but I happen to be very stubborn at times, where I decided that it was a good idea that, well, I still got to get my gym time in no matter what, whether I'm in pain or not, and that was a huge mistake, and now I'm paying for it. So, yeah, don't do that, okay? So I've stayed out of the gym all this week. I've watched what I've eaten. Again, it's not perfect. There's a million nutritionists that could come out of the woodwork and poke a million holes and tell me why everything I've eaten is shit and it's no good and all this stuff. But the point is, I am feeling comfortable with it and, you know, lost a couple pounds on it. You know, maybe we're clearing out some of this this bloat, this water weight, whatever it is, we're clearing out some stuff and I'm happy about it. I'm not happy about this knee. I have a call out to my doctor to find out what the next step is, how we can figure this out, because I'm tired of just, you know, hey, let's throw some medicine at this. I want answers. I want them as soon as we can get them. And hopefully I will have more of an update on that. But that's kind of what's going on right now with me. That's why I picked this topic for this podcast, the Gary Cantrell podcast that you're checking out. It's sometimes it's about other stuff. Today it's about me, and I wanted to share that, and I appreciate you checking it out for real. It means the world to me, so thank you for that.